Yisim and Shin Samaches Sif Hey. In Abesh Paso Erev Nifsim Milachu. So the case before we discussed that the bread was colored, it actually was consumed or gone. It was eaten. Animals ate it. The animals took it away. So, but he never talked about the bread is still there, but it became moldy to the point it's not edible. So that has the halachic equivalence as if it's. So it's considered like it's kola. It's like it's gone. You have to make a new. In the case where it was nifsal before Shabbos started, you'd have to replace it. Or if it was completely mold, everything turned moldy, so you'd have to replace it. So erev chalas matzah. That's why we make it out of matzahs. Shedem ameheres lihis apesh, because that doesn't rot pretty quickly. The matzahs are able to stay preserved. Right. Another advantage of making it with matzah. Tichalei b'lishamra b'mei ha-pesach. You can keep it as your Eruvei Chatzeres over the Yom Tov HaPesach. If you had to make your Eruvei Chatzeres out of Chometz, you'd have to replace it for Pesach. If you make it out of Matzah, it can be used for Pesach also. Michal Nishmar HaEruv Kol HaShonah. You can basically just leave the same Eruv for the whole year if you want. Okay. V'zeh Tov Yoser. And even though we discussed maybe there's a mitzvah to make an Erev, you could argue maybe it's better to each week make a new Erev, which is a valid halachic option, but it's better in halacha to make an Erev with a box of matzah for the whole year than to make each week. Why? Shelo yishkechu milarev, because we're afraid, although if he has to do it each week, we're afraid 1 week he might forget and not do the Erev v'chatzeres. Meal, im roitzel orav kol erev Shabbos, b'lechol erev kol Shabbos. If they would prefer the arrangement of making a new erev ruvich atzeres every erev Shabbos, and then on Shabbos they will consume the ruvich atzeres and make a new one the following week. Or shus biyadom, v'ayin the come on simen shin saridal. So that's a valid option to do that also. Or the case is not that it became moldy, it became wormy. There's a certain type of worm called the milbin, which was a problem that they would get into the food. That the whole thing turned moldy. So you have to replace it because everything became wormy. Now, the person noticed, he made the Ruvach HaTzeres, that he noticed on Shabbos that it's all wormy. So the question is, when did it become wormy? It became wormy or moldy before Shabbos started. It wasn't kosher. It happened later. It is kosher. You don't know when it happened. So what do you do? Did the Ipush happen before Shabbos started, thereby making the Ruvach HaTzeres invalid? Or it happened only once Shabbos started, and then once Shabbos started, it was still edible, and the Ruvach HaTzeres is valid? You don't know. We assume Lekula. And remains the Mikar of Nisapesh. We assume it happened later, and Ben Hashmoshes it was roy to eat. So the question over here is the only case where the Eruv HaTzeres didn't get consumed, but it became moldy to the point it wasn't edible. That's also the equivalent of that the Eruv is no longer valid. So in case you have a doubt, if it happened before Shabbos, therefore the Erev is not kosher. It happened on Shabbos, so when Shabbos started, the Erev was still edible, and therefore the Erev is valid, so you have a suffix. So the Chazaka tells you, you put it down, it wasn't moldy. And now it is moldy. Chazaka tells you that happened later, rather than earlier. So the beginning of Shabbos, we assume that the bread was still edible. It wasn't moldy yet. Okay, and therefore we said that's why we make it with a matzahs as opposed to bread, because matzahs do not turn moldy as easily as bread does. You're able to then thereby set it aside one time for the whole year. And that, the Rebbe said, is better than doing it every week, even though there's a mitzvah to do it every week. But you're afraid you might forget, and therefore it's better to do it once for the whole year. So the Rambam said, do it once for the year, as opposed to every week, because you're afraid you're going to forget. So after Mishabura, the opposite. No, it's better to do it in the new Erev Chatzeres every Erev Shabbos. Why? Usually, the matzahs do deteriorate and they become moldy, etc., over the year. Or it becomes wormy. Due to the fact that it's sitting for a long time. So, keeping matzah, even matzah lasts longer than regular bread, but matzah also turns moldy. Now, we keep our matzahs in a nice dry place, and it comes in a nice, the machine matzahs come in a nice sealed plastic bag. It's not, moisture's not getting into it, but the place where you imagine moisture would get to it, eventually the matzahs become soggy and they start molding and wormy, etc. So the matzahs also not going to last a year. So it's better to make instead every week. That's not how we do it. We rely on the fact that since we're able to store, the storage is much better. Our storage is much better.
So we do it.
So you do it like your mom says.
We do it Erev Pesach. So that's
basically, or sometimes
then,
that way.
So then, once like an Erev Pesach, when we look at the old matzahs, we find that it was moldy. And then basically, that there was no Erev all that period of time that it was all moldy.
That's what it would mean, yeah.
So how could we be silent on that now?
Well, usually, once you get a matzah, you don't open it, say sealed, the chances are very minimal that it becomes moldy. You're a bigger chashasa than reselling it to you as this year's matzah. That's the biggest thing you should be worried about. Moldy is not going to become. Okay. Now, so what are you worried about? The other hand, the Ramos said, we're worried if you do it every week, you're going to forget one week. Okay. If you want to really, really go above and beyond, do it the best possible way. Each week besides the Kahal's Erev, you should make another one as a backup Erev. This way, even if the one in the basic in the shul deteriorates, no problem, there's a backup Erev. You can't make a bracha because on the tzad that the one in the shul is still valid, you're not making an Erev. Doesn't happen to them in Erev. So you can't make a bracha, and a bracha is in a ma'akvus. On the other hand, not making a bracha is acceptable because the bracha is not ma'akiv in the kashrus of the Erev. Okay, but your Moshe said if you want to make a new one every week and each week consume that week's Erev Vechetzeres, it works. Each week they're going to eat the Erev and make a new Erev the following week. The Ramos says if you want to make a new Erev every Erev Shabbos, an Erev every Erev. So if you want to make an Erev every Erev Shabbos, and then eat the matzah, that's fine. So The Mishnah Berurah says, why would you want to eat the matzah? I mean, you just like discard the matzah. Like the goal is you just do the mitzvah each week. He says, no, hold the Mishnah Berurah is Abba Mitzvah Chara, is Abba Mitzvah Chrita. Well, if you use it for one mitzvah, making the Rebbe Chatzeres, use it for another one to eat it for the Shuddha Shabbos. Excuse me. So that would be your motivation why you'd want to do that. Okay. Simen Shin Samach Tess. So we're going to mock the Erev to somebody else to be kainet. So what should you say and how do you do it? So Chaber starts off with a case like this.
We did all the Mishnah.
So he gives money to the baker. So they're going to come in and buy a loaf of bread to use for the Erev. So I'm giving you money now. I want you to be zeicher for me then, and that bread, that one was worth, my coin's worth, should belong to me, and I gave a chelik in the Erev. So the loch is Eino Eruv. It doesn't work. Furthermore, Philo Erav Achedvoni Lecholo Acher. He did an Erev for everybody else. And Mezika Gamlazayim, how many actually went and hadn't said, I'm being Zeicha for this person also? It still doesn't work.
What is he doing exactly?
So instead of giving him bread, so they would, let's say, he knew that what the practice was, they would come to the baker Erev Shabbos.
Okay.
They gather money for all the members of the chatzar. They go to the baker and buy a loaf of bread.
Okay.
This guy says, you know, I'm going out of town early. He goes to the baker and he says, listen, they'll be coming in this afternoon to buy the Erev Chatzeres. Here's money. I want you to be Zeich in the Erev for me also.
So he's paying for his chelik and the bread.
So theoretically, he's paying for his chelik and the bread.
So what's the problem? The
problem is that money is not kara. So he didn't do a kinyan, he doesn't own anything of the bread.
How did the others do it? How are the other people in the bread?
Well, the other people are easy. So they go into the bakery and they give him money. The baker gives him a loaf of bread and they pick it up. They do hagbo.
One of them is doing that.
So he'll do hagbo for everybody else. But the problem is,
can't he do it to the one that's going out of town?
Yeah, because that's the guy's problem. The guy said Erivli. So he's Tzcheli. I mean, we say his intent, from the way he's writing, is he wants this to be that the effect of his schus through the payment. Mm-hmm. That's not a valid schus. But we'll see in a second if he says Erivli, he just means I'm making your mashtich do it for me. He said it would work.
It would work.
Yeah, because then he would be not worth anybody else.
So problem, the problem was how the words he said.
The problem was that he said the word "zchelik." So it means we understand what he's trying to say is I want this money to be the way that it should work.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I want it to work through the kinyan of money,
yeah,
which doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So he's given went sufrum. What given? And this is a frum. If he wouldn't be so frum and so smart, he would have said, you know, just whatever way worked, do it for me. Would have worked.
Yeah.
He wants to show that he's smart, so it ended up being a problem. Now, I feel the Erev Hachinvani, the Chol Acher. The Chinvani did do an Erev for everybody else. And not only that, the Zocha Gam was Abraham. He had this guy in mind also. It doesn't work. He said, listen, make an Erev for me. So then it would work. On Erev, it would work. Probably he said, Skeli, I want to be Zoch in it. Okay. Now, I feel him Omar Zecheli. He said, I want you to be Zoch for me. In not only kli but taras kinyan, sheikner loyba by kana erev. So money is not kinyan, but chalipin is kinyan. Chalipin do the keli. So gave him a keli. He said, "Listen, be zeicher for me this thing." And gave him a keli. So that's a kinyan chalipin.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets a keli and that loaf of bread. At that moment, so now he's cut in kana erev. It works.
And kesef doesn't work because?
So that's what looks in Rechel Mishlokish. Mishlokish learns that Midarais and kesef does not work.
To be for a Kenyan?
By metalton, it doesn't work. By the cargo works. By metalton, it doesn't work. The Kenyan kesef is only by cargo, not by metalton. It says, it couldn't be out of myself. We darshan dubbin in the miyad liyad. It has to be a physical transfer of the item. That's where Zlokin says. Berchon says, no, minarais and malls are kindness. Money is kindness. But the Chachamim came along and made it to kind that's not kindness. Because we're afraid there'd be a scenario where the purchaser would pay the seller prior to actually receiving the goods. And then if there'd be any potential damage to the goods, the seller has no motivation to save them. So, Moraz Lashon is, he might tell the buyer that Nisrafal Chitecha Bilia, your Chitim burnt, you know, the Lia burnt down, you know, I couldn't save it, you know, he couldn't save it. If he would have paid any money, he would have saved it. Mm-hmm. He paid already, he's getting it on. He says, your kindness, your Chitim. No, I feel bad for you, your Chitim burnt. So we don't want that type of situation coming up, so we said, it's not kindness. There is a famous discussion. This halacha that it's not kaina. Does it mean that it's not kaina? Period. It means in a raisa level it's still kaina. It just means in a rabbanan level it's not kaina, and that has, you know, that has implications in regards to kedushin. It has implications. So I buy medal minim. I never do hagwa on them. So I pay with the money. So it's pshat mirais. I was kind of rabbanon, not kind of mirais. I'm kind of, so it's my lulav and eser. So I'm using the mitzvah lechem. No, lechem we're not here. It's b'chal not kind of. Not the reason as rabbanon. You weren't yet the mitzvah at all. You didn't do hagbah. You didn't do mishichah. You didn't do sutter. You gave money. Now when you bring it to your house, you're kind of mitzvah chotzer. You brought it straight to the shul, you stored it in the shul. Chacham made a brisha, like what's I said, schlepping off Morgan. I'll bring it tonight. So he paid money, and he never did a Kenyan.
Wow.
It's possible, such a possibility. So do you say that the pshat is under the raisa level, moles are still kernas? So by mitzvahs, they're resebech, and in the raisa, it's kernas. Example where you find that some place can understand the moshel by a case of Meeker Adin, if I have a guest who's staying by my house for Hanukkah. Mm. And he's not a guest, but rather he's a free agent. He rents from me. So he's not automatically part of my household because he's renting, it's a separate entity. On the other hand, this is his place. So he's mukhiv to be, if he wants, we pass it nowadays, he should make his own, light his own menorah. Al Tzchushat, people say, why are we not going to light a menorah? What do you, you don't do mitzvahs, what do you? But Meeker Adin, there's a concept more called being mishtata repriti. You pay a little bit of money, you get a kinyan in the oil and the wick. And the Baal HaBayis is lighting. He's lighting for you also. What do you mean? Most end is kindness. Money's not kind. So the Mishnah Berurah, the time comes out, it's better, preferably if you could go and actually pick up the bottle of oil or whatever it is. Do a hagbah. But there are some who say that even though I made a rice, even though Minarabonim, most are not kernas, and the rice and most are still kernas. So if Minarais and most are kernas, so the Gabi Mitzah Kaponim, because I left it on the din deraisa, and Minarais, you're it's kernas. So it's also to get the other round.
How would you not have
made it? You didn't pay any money yet. You bought on credit. You did Hagboa, which is kernas Minarabonim, you didn't pay. So now what? You weren't on the raisa level, you don't own it. Right? You only own it, you're not yet so lechem. So that's it's really better for Allah, should you pay whatever you buy. Before, you know, don't buy it on credit, you can pay for it before Yom Tov.
When you say don't buy on credit, so technically, a lot of times you pay by a check.
Check is not a problem, because check is considered shava kesef. I gave him something of value, because check has... It's about check has a value in the marketplace. I could sell a check in the marketplace, theoretically. Credit card also is not a problem.
Yeah, why?
Because credit card, the way credit card works, the way halacha looks at credit card is that
the merchant gets the cash.
I'm asking the credit card company to lay out the money for me, so he got his payment.
Yeah. Yeah, he got his, so you're right. Yeah, the merchant got his cash.
So we look at it, actually, halacha looks at it, the way halacha looks at it is what happened. Since I have full responsibility to the credit card company,
right?
So it's as if, halacha looks at it as if the credit card company lent me the money and I gave it to him.
Right.
That's how we look at it. Which has ribbis implications. If I lend somebody my credit card and he buys something on credit, so halacha looks like that what happened was he used the card, but I got the money because that's my responsibility. Mm-hmm. And then I turned around and lent it to him. That's how we look at it in halacha. Mm-hmm. So now he owes me money. Now I asked him to pay the interest for me. I lent the money, I'm charging him interest. The bank didn't lend the money. I lent the money because the bank, the locals, that since I, even though he physically got the money, in a certain sense, he got the merchandise, I got the money, since I get full responsibility for the loan, I become the halachic lender, the borrower, and then I turn around and I'm lending to him. So I borrow from the goy and I owe the goy money and interest.
Right.
Now I'm turning around and lending to you and I say, you know what, do me a favor, pay the interest. I can't charge your interest.
Yeah,
you
know
so it's a very big issue. If you lend somebody a credit card, he can't pay your interest payments. That's pashas on the deraisa level. We will hold that din. It's called Arav Shluchtutz. When I replace a person totally in regards to responsibility, I become the loan, the right. lender, right. And the borrower. Is that right?
Yeah, because your relationship is with him, not with, his relationship is with you.
With you. So, you know, I mean, if he pays in full before the loan is due, okay, it's a halbutzar. But if he doesn't, you're going to have to pay the interest payments. You can't ask him to reimburse you. Okay. Let's say, v'chinim zikloi hanatam ayarei acher, ashekana b'mo shenotzen lechem in ashuk. If you gave the money to the baker and the baker went and he actually said, hey, do me a favor, pick up that bread, loaf of bread for him. So now that guy did a mice kinyan for him. Mamish, he did a mamish and a mice kinyan. That's so fine. Or the baker said, okay, he took the money that he got and went and bought a loaf of bread by somebody else. So he bought with the guy's money. So that's called, he's acting as a shliach to buy this bread to be used for the Erev. So then come the Erev. So if I give it to a nachtum, which is in the business of selling bread, I give him money and I say, I want to be kind with the money. That doesn't work. If I give it to a balabayis and not in the business of selling bread, obviously what I mean to say is, go get an Erev, be my shliach to get an Erev for me. Oh, that works. Mr. Burrow. Doesn't work even if the chavani made it an error for everybody. For the error of the chavani, the cholacher. To learn how you lay zikui, so zikul them ayu lecher. So they have a simon shin some above siftes. He was mazakit, and that worked. So this guy's out. Zol gamon zet. Rasa learner beklal bnei achotzer blood pair bishma behed. Now, he says this, I'm doing it for everybody in the chatzah, so that doesn't work. If he says, I'm doing it for you specifically, so then it works. That's the case later on. He said, listen, go be zoich in this for plenty. That works. Everybody else he meant to give is a matan. But this guy who paid him, he didn't mean to give it for free because the guy wants to pay for it. Come on out here. Ela b'shul emotion or something. He wants to give it for the money. But Moshe in the cut, his money is not kind of. He has no portion or no right to this Erev. Aravely, Gamikan Marish Zichaloy Anatam Machal and Macher. The Anatam then was Zoich in the loaf of bread. He said, this should be for everybody. Kamel Amal. He gave it, even he took it and gave it to Pliny to be. The Anatam took the bread that he made. So can now be, says to his worker, be kind of this bread for the people in that chotzer. And one of the guys in the chutzah said, "Hey, go be my shliach to do that." I made your shliach to do it whichever way works. He's saying, "Listen, I want to be like everybody else. Whatever works, I want. That works. I like that." Money does not work for chalipin. Money is not a valid vehicle for a chalipin transaction. I can't give money and get something else in return for chalipin. But I can give any other kli. Amimato kli habi chalipin. Kimish zochel loy bekli zeh zochel loy bepas sheshayach leiriv. As soon as he gets a portion in the kli, he gets a portion in the bread. That's a well established idea. In a case where the Nachtam went to somebody else and said explicitly, listen, be kind on this error for so and so. He didn't say, listen, do it for the whole group. He said, do it for Pliny specifically, if he said that. Okay, after most in a kindness, even though money's not kind. Come on, come on, Yesh Loy Chelik, but Erev, me tam the Zachon Loy Lord, Mishal Befogam. He did a Maisa Skiya. Bezem Yoshev Loy Yisrim, the Masha Kosa Beresh of Sif, the Zikr Loy Mahani. Zikr Loy Mahani, because we didn't mean to give it to you for free, but if he said explicitly, I'm doing it for you, without discussing the payments, I mean, I'm doing it for you without payments. Nothing to do with the payments, so he's kind of. Because they have an idea akar, be shakarim shakolkim azes, you look at the human, the nos and mos, epshalo nichole, the kabu, the teres matana, mos, the layan akar. So even in that case, when he says, chayli, some say it doesn't work. Because he said, listen, I don't want it for free. I want it for the payment. Well, the payment doesn't work because you're not cut with the money. Zion, oshakana, the mos, and nos and lelechem. He went, took that money, bought something else, and nasib zed kishluchay. So he became his shliach, went out to this thing and used his money to buy bread for him. And so she ate the chelik beirz, the only part of the erev. He became a mole of balabayas and said, Zecheli, it works. He's giving to everybody, listen, I'm being mazaka, this is the item that I have, to everybody is a maton. So why does it work over here? He gave him money, matam the mahani hochet. It doesn't normally sell, as opposed to baker. See, he meant not so much that the money should be the kinyan, but he meant to say, go and get it, use the money to get it for me. Go buy it for me. So that's what Kuvma's saying, Arevli. When he says Zecheli, what does it mean? Go be Zecha for me. It doesn't mean be mocked to me your item. Go buy for me an item. Go get me an Eir Ruchazeris, however he wants. That's a valid. Simon Shanayan, then sheet of Be'erev. Hador Be'er Shar, person who lives in the gatehouse, Achsadra, or a portico, like a front of the house, a colonnade, I think it's called. Umir Pesit, Shebechotzer, or a balcony. What's Umir Pesit? A porch. And also Be'erchotzer. That's not called, he's living in a place, the Malkim Dira, that he said, oh, there's a guy who lives here who didn't join. It's not called living here. So he doesn't have to join. She'enam Chashumim Dira. Those are not places where people normally live.
But it has no walls, basically.
If they have a wall, Beishar could have a wall. But it's not made for, it's a guardhouse, it's not really made for people living there. Avodor Beisatev, and a person lives in the shed where you store the straw. Base Eitzim, where you store the wood. Base Boker, where the animal, the corral, the stable where the animals live. Base Oitzim, where you store, the person owns different items and he stores them there. So all those are considered a makam dira enough that the person will oyster. The person will make it also if he doesn't, until he joins the Erev. The Erev is not good. Aleph. Hador Base Ashar. Loishna Sharabim, Loishna Shayachim, whether it's a private chotzer, and they have a private guardhouse, or it's a public guardhouse. It doesn't work. It has four walls. And it has a roof. People walk through that, it's not a good place to live. So, Enacham the Chazanish says it would be a base shahr well, let's say you're making a shituf of mavuos. So, in Chotzer X, there's a base shahr, but there's nobody who lives there. So, there's no traffic flowing through there. So he would have a din eruv to be mitzarev with the other people in the other chaseros. Remember, pass it. Perusha mavur lekamon mesimin shenayin. We'll talk about exactly what we mean by remember pass it, how big it is, dimensions, etc. We'll talk about later on. So eno oyser, these places doesn't answer. Even if he did not give a portion of the eruv, doesn't affect the status. Why shenayin choshev dira? These are not places where people normally live. The same thing, the sukkah is a temporary dwelling. So, if somebody lives in the sukkah and the schatzer, he will not answer the members, you know, he doesn't have a bias here for whatever reason, he's building it here. So he's allowed to, he doesn't need to join into the Erev. Okay. Ba'a she'en bo'y arba amas al arba amas en o'yser del chashib b'tira. So the minimal size of a house, it has to be 8 feet by 8 feet. Or let's say 7, right? 60 by 6 feet. Not a very large area. Okay. Awal Hador, but in a case where a person lives in the base of Tevin, the base of Eitzim, the base of Barker, and the base of Tzoris, it's Oyser. Awal Hey, the Shum Nir, this is a place to live. Awal Bisha Sim Mikonim, even if it was made out of reeds. So now for the Lachos Hilchos,
it's Rabbi Hess giving the Daf Yom.
He is. You should go. If the person did eat there, you know, he doesn't sleep and eat and spend time there, it's called a Dira because the definition of what the person, the Dira is where the bread is. So then, Oyser Ach Eitin Chal Kaber. Until he joins in the Arab, he's going to make the other people in the culture that they're not able to carry. So yeah, okay. Well, I'm not going to start base. It's a little of.